Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on a good-looking Friday morning. Pretty much no wind out there today, huh? I usually give the wind, forecast and everything like that, and it's usually almost right on. What?
He's actually closer than you would think.
Yeah.
He gets the direction right, but that's pretty easy. But it's amazing, like 7 mile, 8, 9. I mean, he's really within, like, this weather report on Green Bay has the 3-degree guarantee.
Yeah.
He is the 3-degree
wind velocity.
Yes, guaranteed. And he's actually been really, really close. I'm not, but yeah,
we're with Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Getting to be that time of year, huh, Mark? How busy have you been?
Yeah, it's been a crazy summer, but it's exciting times.
It is.
You know, I mean, that's where some people say we're in the middle of the summer. Like, summer's kind of done. I mean, I was just at Packer training camp. You know, it's like,
well, we always used to say that when you're in the media, once training camp starts and it's football season.
Yeah. And actually, I saw Burke Griffin the other day. Summer's kind of over. You know, for a lot of people in that media, it's like, hey, Packer preseason opens. And I mean, family night's week from tomorrow.
Well, the thing is, too, with football these days, it's so different compared to, again, we always say our days. You know what I mean? And when people watch practice now, they can really enjoy it because they're doing more skills type things. And back in, again, our day, guys didn't come to camp in great shape like they do now. And the first 2 weeks, basically, were just grinding, trying to shed their fat kind of get into football shape. Whereas now they just pick it up right from the start. They're in phenomenal shape on day one, so they can do more of the skills things, which are fun to watch.
Yes. They were out of shape for a couple of reasons, though, right? One is they were working.
They had regular jobs.
Yeah, you're right.
Now they're making so much money that it behooves them to stay in tip-top shape.
But think about this. Is there anything in the last, well, I would say 40 years, that has gone from don't do that, to you got to lift every day, Rocky Blair talks about how Chuck Knoll, because Rocky spent one summer or one offseason just lifting. I mean, because he's a small, you know, Rocky's really only about 5'9", 185 pounds. And, you know, he's going up with Franco Harris and these, you know, and taking on Mean Joe Green in practice, you know, live hitting.
Right.
And so he said 1 year he was just going to live in the weight room. And he did. I saw pictures of just, you know, and Chuck Knoll at the first supper or dinner that night, he said, yeah, I know some, I'm not a big fan or advocate of lifting weights, and some of you guys want to do it, fine. But one thing that really ticks me off is these guys that come back trying to look like Charles Atlas. And he looked right at Rocky. And it's like he was discouraging guys from lifting weights. And there's still a picture floating around. I've got a copy of it myself of some Packer players. I know it was Forrest Gregg, and I can't think of who else. But it's when they got their first, and this was like in the mid-70s, okay? Which we don't look at as the dark ages.
No, that's not
the We were driving cars and doing whatever in the mid-70s.
Right.
They got their first universal weight system. You know, you don't even see those in junior highs anymore.
No.
But it was like, oh, this is revolutionary. You know, they get the 5 different stations. Yeah.
But even think about, you know, these pro athletes. They're doing speed, agility, plyometrics. It's not about just jumping, doing squats and bench.
No.
It's just totally changed of what they're trying to do.
And the thing that they work with more that I never even heard of, it's a shame that I wasn't around, you know, this one, because I think I would have had a really good core. But everything with them these days is core, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
And that's when you mentioned plyometrics. I did a thing for one of the Packers strength coaches a few years ago, and he had me video, you know, all this stuff they were doing. And he said, John, you want, what was his name? John, you want to try it? I can't think of his name. He's from Texas. Great guy. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
How you doing? But anyway, so you just take this beach ball almost, but heavier, and you like
get up medicine
three quarters
ball?
Of the way, but and you just kind of, it looks real easy. You're just doing these things, and it grabs your gut.
That's a medicine ball.
Yeah. And probably a medicine ball.
That is. I use those at my training.
You do?
I do. So just.
Training now?
Yes.
Well, forget that. Those don't work.
Mark, Those are some of the stuff has changed. In the Mark, you were talking about, you know, I was going to make a joke about doing speed.
I never did speed.
I don't believe that. Anyway, the medicine ball are 7 pounds, 10. They can get pretty heavy too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That you can land your back too. And
that's
back
what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah,
Johnny,
yeah.
That is, they still do. They do it at Western. I don't know if they do it with you guys.
Some of the big stuff is grabbing those and throw them up against a big brick wall.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And, you know,
Or bounce them, throw them down. Like a basketball.
Yeah.
That, I hate that. Yeah. That's right up there with lunges.
Well, there's one of those, though, too, in CrossFit, where it's that same thing. You have it, and you have to just throw it as high against the wall as you can, and the same type of
thing. Try to catch that thing, too. That is heavy. That's no basketballer. Your first reference was like a beach ball. I wish that was what it was.
The thing about it is, you're doing that once. No, you're doing it 20
minute,
times,
right? A minute.
You know?
Yeah.
You do that, you bounce that thing for a minute.
But it's funny, because I was watching the thing from 1973 with John Facenda, with the Miami Dolphins reporting back to training camp after they went 17-0 the year before and everything, and talking about how it was unbelievably hot in South Florida, but no water breaks. And it's like, and these guys looked like kind of normal guys, normal shape. You know what I mean? You could go to, you know, Planet Fitness and probably see guys in better shape. Oh. Than these guys were.
And I'm sure you have been in the Packer training room, but just the food offering, too, how healthy that is, right?
It never used to be.
I know.
They used to send out the assistant trainer to Arby's. One day it'd be Arby's, another day it'd be Burger King.
Yeah, you didn't have a kitchen in the facility.
They just got the white hat and everything.
Now they've got chefs. They've got, you can pick what you want. Right. It's, the options aren't.
It's incredible.
They used to send those guys on a run to Arby's?
Yep.
That is hilarious.
We'll get Larry McCarron on. He'll verify it.
Wow.
Yes. And then Brian Neering would come back. You know, Brian, he'd come back with all these bags and, you know, Lynn Dickey or Paul Coffin were getting their roast beef sandwiches or their cheeseburger and right in the locker room. That was it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's advanced so much.
But I will tell you, like you said, Jay,
that hasn't been that long.
That's what we mean. We were there.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know?
I'm talking mid to late 80s here.
But now,
Ron Wolf changed all that. I will say that. When Ron Wolf came in, all that changed. Yeah.
But I was just going to say, I think we talked about this. There's a rating system now for training rooms, medical care, nutrition. And I believe the Kansas City Chiefs were one of the worst ones for nutrition.
Exactly.
I believe also the Patriots.
You're right.
I think we're one of the facilities, and they're going to go through some. But it doesn't always correlate of you have to have this to win a championship.
No.
But that is one of the
Patrick
big things.
Mahomes
and that's what they're also looking at as we need to put in a nice kitchen. We need to put in a nice weight room. Whatever it is. So we can get free agents.
Absolutely.
Have you seen some colleges these days?
John, I think they, I haven't traveled with the team, but they must have laxed a little bit because these guys were coming on with their, those fast food. That wings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big bags of those.
Yeah.
Was it BFW, right? Buffalo Wild Wings or BF, whatever that is. But, I mean, those guys were carrying, they were like grocery bags.
You're right.
So
I don't know if they still allow that, but I traveled twice with the team when I was doing the Lindy Infante show. And you sit down, and they got big, like, chocolate eclairs on each table and a bag of those giant candy bars.
Yeah.
In each, right in your seat.
Yeah. Yeah. This was after Ron Wolf, so I think they're back to allowing these guys a few treats.
But Ron Wolf took the Packers from the 50s to the modern day.
But I was just going to say, I don't think they probably do this any longer, where they used to say, first day of camp, we're going to run a mile or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't need to. I mean, these guys are coming in such good shape.
Yeah.
If you're not out, you may be out real quick of a job.
Because you will stand out.
Correct.
You'll be the one guy that can't do it.
You got 10 guys that are going to pass you by real quick.
They used to do the 12-mile run. We did that in high school, too. Have you ever done that?
12-minute.
Okay.
12-minute
run, but you had to get X number of laps or X number of distance. And it doesn't sound hard, but it is. You think, well, it's 12 minutes. I can run for 12 minutes. You'd be surprised how hard that one is. But then they found out it doesn't apply to football. Do you know what I mean? It's like kind of a thing of, okay, were you in shape and can you run for 12 minutes? But they were finding it's much better to be more specific to like what you do and train for that than it is for everybody to be this long distance guy. And again, like you just said, the Mark, and if you don't keep up with that in the offseason, you will stand out.
Right.
And there's nothing worse than being embarrassed on a football field or wherever you are.
But look at it. When you look at a football team, do you need to have offensive linemen, defense linemen doing the same thing as running backs and wide receivers and safeties? You know, so it's become specific. You know, I mean, it's the same thing of look at the drills. I don't care if you go to practice, and I don't everyone doesn't get to go in the stadium, but they're not all doing the exact same lift. It changes by position. You have to focus on those strengths.
How old do you think? Because when I was a kid, I wanted to lift weights. Okay. And my dad always said, you shouldn't lift weights until you've pretty much stopped growing. Well, like at 16, because your bones are still too soft or something. But I see kids really, really young lifting these days. What do you think about that, Mark?
Oh, it happens. Okay. I think when you're talking like even before middle school, some kids are lifting. I think your biggest thing you need to do is it's like almost like lifting a weighted bar.
Okay.
Just work on that, because there's no point of putting on weight on when all of a sudden you're dipping a shoulder, your knee's caving in, or you're hurting your back or whatever. So it's like one of those things of you can lift weights. Now, some kids aren't even mature enough when they're 17, 18.
Right.
They're still growing.
Right.
So do I think you can lift even in middle school? I think you can. I think that there are programs on here. There's a lot of FIED teachers that are getting a better education to teach them what's the movement that they need to go through that's good. That's the key with it.
Well, that's thanks to Bellin. I mean, you guys spend a lot of time with these coaches and with these. And sometimes the bar with no weight is just good for balance.
Balance is a huge thing.
Right. That's what you want to work on.
You can do balance off. They've got these Bosu balls, which are like a half a ball.
Oh, yeah.
Stand on their balance. We used to only use those for like ankle rehab. Now it's used for ACL rehab. Now it can be used for proprioception. You can throw the medicine ball and have to catch it way up top and work
on balance.
Stand on
there. Yeah. Good luck with that. I've seen people do
so
that.
So are you with your balance?
That what is that called? That half ball?
It's called a Bosu ball.
The Bosu ball.
B-O-S-U.
Yeah, I do not like that. B-O-S-U.
You're the guy that falls down when he does the lunge. Do a lot of people fall down when they do lunges?
I can lift a bar over my head. My balance is getting better. My upper body, I have to work on the lower body. But yes, I see you there at 10 o'clock this morning at Western?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be watching you.
I'll say driving by.
Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine in the house. If you have any questions for him, let us know. Back after this. The mayor here. Good looking Friday morning. Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine in the house. Don't you always feel like, I don't want to say healthier, but okay, I learned something that I'm going to take every time Mark comes in.
I wish we would just take it
take that next step.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's like reading a cookbook and saying, I could do this, but then not actually doing the cooking.
There's a lot of things like that in life.
Yeah.
But I think we are more knowledgeable in health and wellness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because of interviews with people like you and that lady we had. And we've had a lot of people come in here and tell us how to be healthier.
I know.
But I think
somehow it's going
to. We have to translate it.
Exactly.
We had the guy who was that kid that came on that did that 24-hour challenge?
Oh, yeah. Tad.
You know, again, smart guy.
Todd, can we follow up with him when you get a chance with Tad?
Yeah.
Find out how that went.
They did this 24-hour challenge. I don't know if they swam, but they sure did a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, there was swimming, I think.
Was there? I know there was biking.
The 10K run.
Yeah. Anyway, so we hear all this, and we've been doing this, you know, three hours a day for a year. We've learned a lot.
A lot.
But look at us. It's not translating.
So, but it's going to now.
It's today.
The lady that lost 195 pounds has inspired me.
She changed.
Yes.
Get this. Not only 195 pounds, she's got a prosthetic leg. She walks 10 miles a day.
Still walks 10 miles a day.
Yeah. Like,
we had to be proud of me that day when it was like 87 and I walked 16,000 steps, right?
Jack, it's one day. But yeah, you're right.
He
didn't start somewhere.
Jim, he didn't walk for the next 2 weeks.
But I know, that's what I said.
Because of my tooth.
Of course.
You try walking when you got a root canal. Oh my, every step just jars it.
It's terrible. But you know, it's like we just said, think of pro sports back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, what the weight room of the Green Bay Packers, as much as we pride ourselves, it is completely different.
It wouldn't be the local high school, whatever.
And I was just going to say, now that's translated down to our colleges, it's translated down to our high schools.
Yeah.
We talk about this just our general life. It's not about being an athlete. It's like, hey, you know, portion control. You know, we love our steaks. We love our, it doesn't matter what food it is, portion control. I mean, when you guys had Lee in here, I don't know if you talked about it. You know, how much sits in the palm of your hand?
Right. That's the portion, right?
That's, you know, that's the portion you got to think about, not three of them.
Okay. We know all that. And here's the thing.
Do we?
No. You
just
got to
apply it, Jim.
That's my next question.
But let me just say this about you, though. Your passion is cooking. So it's like, that's got to be even harder, I would think, to give up something you enjoy. But you're not going to cook good things. You're still going to cook bad things.
Well, you mean to be, like it'd be good, but
it'd
it won't
be tasting
healthy.
Tasting great. My mother's family side, they're Italians. Do you think they cooked?
I made this great pasta. I made this great pasta with shrimp and garlic and just cilantro. Here's my problem. I make too much. Like, my wife said, who is going to eat all that? And I'm like, you're looking at him.
Let me call Johnny.
I was going to bring you some.
But the thing about it is, you can splurge, though. I think some people think, I can never have a steak again. I can never have whatever again. I don't care what food you want to list out. You can have it.
No.
You just got to remember, though, then, okay, what are you going to do the next day?
Yeah.
And how are you going to make sure that you're not eating that three straight days and not exercising?
I'm not doing it. I can't do that. I'm at this point in my life where I kind of do what I want, and I need. What do you think about Ozempic, Mounjaro? I don't know. I don't want to strap myself in a chair, but I'm getting close to that. It's the discipline.
Yeah, it is. Here's where I was going to go with this. It's discipline. We've talked about this in Wisconsin. Look outside, right? It's beautiful.
Yeah,
you can get up. It's light by 5 o'clock. You can go for a walk, do it with your family. Last night, my son walked with me for a while. He jumped on his scooter and he went out ahead back. You know, it was great. I love it. But what do you do when it's October, November, and it's now getting cold and and it's now barely light from 8 till 4? That's how, when we live in Wisconsin, it's like, okay, now what are you going to do?
I'm not even there. So it's beautiful today. You know what I'll do? I'll go home and I have a deck, right? And I like linens, put tablecloth on there. Then I'll put a pitcher of orange juice, water.
You and
then
put
I'll,
linens on your picnic table in your backyard?
Stop for a second.
It's round.
Go
it's
ahead,
round.
Todd. Yeah, Todd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah, Todd. I just want to say, and I will make a unhealthy, not health, but I'll make hash browns. I'll put bacon in there. What am I talking? The French. Not French toast. I don't like French toast.
Crepes.
I will make the breakfast sandwiches, and it's really good.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I just strap myself down. I'm not going to eat except for today.
And you're even
have crepes on top of sweet potatoes, on top of hash browns, on top of spaghetti.
Donna, where's the linen?
But I'm going to work out next week. I just don't want to get the linens dirty. Because I broke my toe one time carrying my linens down to the basement.
I love sitting around with a nice breakfast and coffee and juice. And I should be out walking and not doing that. Mine's more mental, I think. I got to get some help. I got to. I'm leaving, John.
Hey, Todd, there's a promo.
I think what it is, promo. Though, Jim, it's a matter of, though, again, the portion control, and then how much are you eating of it days on end, and then your exercise. That was, you know, I mean, so, you know, again, what do we do when we start eating the brats and the burgers and the, it's great to have it. Go to a game, go to a tailgate. Mm. Enjoy it.
Here's I don't know how many years Ted and I have been doing the games, like 20 some years or whatever. I don't think there's been 10 games in those years that I didn't buy at least one hot dog at the concession stand. When you walk into a high school football game and they're like $1, $2, you know, for the booster club, whatever, you got to have one.
Yeah.
Till you come to my house for that hot dog bar. I mean, it's like the bomb.
I love hot dogs, but
sauerkraut, just chili.
But now you go to a lot of these like athletic events. They'll have subs. They now will have some healthier options that you can have.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm also not sitting there saying you have to go there and have tofu at every football game.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Right. But it is. There is something. You have to text here for the promo. I like linens. I have to get some help. Thank you very much for that. But it's one of those things. It's the whole atmosphere of going to a game, the whole pleasure. I mean, there's nothing I enjoy more than going to high school football game.
It's not even. So think Packer game.
Half the game is tailgating.
It's not. Yeah. Packer for game. It's one thing to go tailgate, but it's another thing if you say, hey, Jim's having a party. We're all going over to Jim's house. Well, you know what, though? That's why, you know, sometimes take the smaller plate and put a little bit of dip on that there and then walk away from it, not sitting at the counter.
Made that exact mistake at his Christmas party. Stood there next to that big pan of something you had. I think it was the bacon wrap things or something. Yeah. And I must have ate 40 of them. I stood there all night right there and people talked to me. And I just kept shoveling them in. What about booze?
I know, and that's the other thing. I'm better with that.
Good for you?
Is it good for you? Yeah. Does it taste good? No, it tastes good.
In some ways, it's good for you, right?
And you get ice cream drinks.
It's the same thing. Like some people will say,
Golden Cadillac.
To have some wine and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
But are you having the glass or are you having the whole bottle?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we could.
And yes, my wife's probably listening right now to this. Yeah. And, you know, she, you know, used to say, she cut it out for a while.
Yeah.
And she looks beautiful. She does great. It's okay to have that glass of wine. You just don't want to be drinking the whole bottle.
I think people look beautiful after I have a bottle of wine.
I'm checking myself in.
I think you should. Always fun. Is he going to be on the phone? Okay, can you stick around?
Yeah.
All right. We got Brian Kinnard from NBC 26 coming up talking about high school football, who we're going to be carrying and stuff like that. Dennis from the Glam Band will be on us with us and Miss Green Bay. Back after this.
Podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. We're talking high school football. We're talking getting in shape. We're talking all those kinds of things. But first, we're going to talk about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin because they are the people to talk to. If you want to get your heating bills down, these are the people you want to talk to. Got a great new project going, $18 per window, $81 per door per month at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It will end on the end of the month. Visit them, PellaWI.com. Get a free in-home consultation. You will not be sorry that you did.
I have to share this with you guys.
Yes.
So Kathy, who we've been talking about all morning, she's been messaging in. She says, you can still walk in the winter. This old lady with one leg does it.
Okay.
I think we should go back to Pella. I got a bad tooth. Remember I told you about my tooth?
Yeah. And Todd, I will agree. You can do it. A lot of people will say, oh, it gets cold. I drive home at 5:30 and I'm in.
Yeah.
You have to have a passion to say, you know what?
Right.
I'm going to throw gloves on. I'm going to throw a hat on. I'm going to get, you know, the correct clothes on.
Okay.
Not these waders.
Here's my concern.
Go on a walk.
Well, we can't do it when it's 86.
Six below. We got Brandon Kinnard from NBC 26. Brandon, first of all, nice job put together the special last night.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Good to be back with you.
Now, I have to ask you a question. I was talking to your buddy, John Fisher, and who is just the most muscular man I've ever seen as a civilian. And he said, says, Mark, how many times can he bench press 225?
I think his number's 37.
That's exactly what it is. That's what I had in my mind, too.
Mm.
And I asked him, and Mark,
think that's good for you.
I mean, that would set a record at the combine. Does he do that just to stay in shape, or what is it?
John Miller is just a very dedicated human being. He is every morning. I mean, we got to be at work at 7 o'clock one morning. He says, all right, I got to get up at 4:30 because I got to go to the gym before work. I can't work. I can't function without going to the gym. I wish I was like that. I'm not.
You know what? Another thing, though, Brandon, have you ever noticed this when he comes to the game? He's always carrying a gallon of water.
He stays hydrated too. The man knows how to take care of himself.
Wow, isn't that incredible?
Yes. Again, it's back to this guy sounds super disciplined. I mean, you know, getting up, got to work out before I go to work. I mean, come on. Who does that?
We could do that. We might start doing that.
We're going to start doing that. I'll set the alarm a little bit earlier.
Okay.
Two o'clock for you guys, huh?
Your whole show
is a workout.
We get off the chair three times. Bathroom twice, coffee once.
I actually got a lady that could teach me how to do chair yoga.
She didn't say that.
Yep. Yep.
So
you do chair yoga. Well, first of all, Brandon, again, congratulations on what you did. And let's talk a little bit about what people are going to be seeing on Friday nights. Mark Hewson sitting alongside of me. He or one of his companions will be at each one of these games. So go ahead and bring it, buddy.
Yeah, Sports Showdown presented by Bell and Health. Staple on TV 32 over the last two plus decades. So you'll be seeing live high school football games each Friday night starting August 23rd, we revealed the schedule last night. A lot of great matchups, a lot of intriguing matchups. Looking forward, Johnny, to hearing you and Ted on the call again this year.
Thanks, buddy. We'd love it. There's nothing I've ever done in sports. I don't care if it's the Super Bowl or whatever. I'm not trying to sound whatever, but there's nothing I enjoy more than being at high school football games on Friday nights. Nothing.
I 100% agree. I mean, I haven't covered a Super Bowl. The Packers haven't done that in my time on the beat, but you know, playoff games, NBA finals, U.S. Open golf. You know, there's something about being at a high school football game on a Friday night. There's something about putting together the Sports Showdown presentation, putting together our highlight show, Friday Night Blitz, that I just absolutely love. High school football, high school basketball are honestly my two favorite things.
And it's fun as a fan to see the youth that aren't out there for the money. They're not out there for – they're just really out there as a team. And then it's fun to listen to Johnny and Ted sometimes talk about someone that, you know, keep an eye on this kid. And that's cool as a – as a citizen, to kind of, yeah, whether they're from Kewaunee or Green Bay, we claim them as their own, you know.
I was thinking of that, Brent. How many guys do you think are in the NFL right now that we've had on the Showdown?
Oof.
I could think of three.
A couple.
Well, I could, Alec, of course.
Mm-hmm. Alec, Braylon.
Braylon. Mm-hmm. Bortolini.
Yep.
Sharping.
Yep. Was he on? Yeah, I guess they probably had Kewaunee on the Showdown.
Absolutely. Yep. So that's four or five guys.
I was just going to say,
in the NFL.
When you say that, I wouldn't in doubt if you had 8 or 10 over the years that you guys have done that.
Yeah.
Morgan
that played at Schwab.
Yeah. You've probably had a few kids from Southern Door.
Are there? Oh, the Flanagans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flanagan, I mean,
you're right.
At one
Jim
point.
Flanagan.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. He's got a son now at Notre Dame. He's going to be a senior this year.
I know. So isn't that crazy?
It's a family tradition there.
Yeah.
So I think you probably have 8, 10 kids.
Maybe a dozen. If you guys
have been doing this for 20 years,
yeah.
I wouldn't doubt if you had 8 or 10.
That's pretty cool.
I'll have to get the research department on that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Please. I know Bayport's had a couple of other linemen, too. Their names are coming.
Cole Van Lannen is still in the NFL. He's with the Packers for a while. He's with the Jaguars now.
Then there's another one
to add to the list.
There's another one that played for Tampa Bay, offensive lineman from Bayport. Can't think of his name. Benning. Was it Benning?
Yeah, Dan.
Dan Benning.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's pretty.
That is pretty cool.
I mean, that's something.
That's fun to watch. And there's not as many commercials. And I just think it's entertaining and it's local. I mean, more than seeing your own guys or your own neighbors.
Yeah,
community.
Jim hit it on the head. I think what you guys, between Ted and John, but even your guys' whole broadcast, you guys tie it back to the community. And you can say there's rivalries, but when it comes down to it, everyone's pretty cool when they say, hey, that kid from Kewaunee, that kid from Bayport,
I love them all.
Was made it all the way. You're proud of them.
I have no question. But Brandon, were you at the game years ago? It's probably like 5 years ago in Pulaski when they took on Bayport. And there were so many people at the game. I'd never seen this before. They had to stand like 3 or 4 deep around the track. Because the stands were filled 2 hours before game time.
That's pretty cool.
You want to talk about a high school football atmosphere?
Yeah. Wow, that's...
That was incredible.
It's Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember that particular one, but that is one of the most fun things to see for sure. When you get there, it's just absolutely jam packed. And you know, of course we like people at home watching on TV too.
Yeah.
But you know, something about being out there.
No
and
question.
And then watch it on our NBC 26 app afterwards.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and present the schedule, my friend.
I'm turning into a walking sales pitch.
I know. I like it.
The schedule, which you can also find on NBC26.com. Week one, we've got Oshkosh West at Preble. Preble's fully newly renovated stadium, the first game there. There's a little more optimism around the Hornets, and certainly Oshkosh West. They won four games last year, so interesting matchup to start the season. Week two, John, I know you're looking forward to Kimberly at Bayport. That's two of the better teams in the area. That should be highly entertaining. Week three, we've got no game. That's Packers-Eagles in Brazil that Friday night. They open the season on a Friday night, so no high school football game. Week four, I'm doing this off the top of my head right now, so I'm trying. Week four is Wrightstown at Luxembourg Casco. Only two teams that went to state from our area, from Northeast Wisconsin last year. Matt facing off there in Luxembourg. Should be a good one. Week five, Fond du Lac and Kakana, two teams that both made deep playoff runs last season. Week six is De Pere and West De Pere. Always fun to have a crosstown rivalry. Week seven, I think, is going to be one of the best matchups of the year in the entire state. Kimberly at Nina. They played two incredible games last year, including one in the playoffs that went down to the wire. Nina's got a kid by the name of Grant Dean who committed to Wisconsin a couple of months ago. One of the better players, probably the best player in the area, one of the better players in the state. So a lot of talent on the field that night. Week eight, another one that's always really impressive, De Pere, or West De Pere, I should say, and Bayport. Those two seem to always decide their conference when they match up, the FRCC North. And then week nine, Kimberly and Appleton North, two really good programs. Obviously, we know Kimberly, and Appleton North has given them some good games over the years. So those are the regular season matchups. And then, of course, we'll have four playoff games as well once those get going later in October.
We got a text here. Wait until you see the new scoreboard at Preble.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. I haven't made my way over to the east side as of late to see it, but it looks incredible over there based on the video and pictures that I've seen.
So yeah, they've renovated that whole stadium from track to stands to
great.
Field to a scoreboard, they've done a very nice job.
Used to be so good, and then they just really dropped into a lull. Hopefully these kind of improvements can get more kids wanting to play again. And I'm glad we've got them on the schedule. You know, some of these teams we haven't seen in a while, and they seem to be in an upswing again. And I think that's a good pick right there, Brandon.
I think so too. I mean, it's week one too, so it's early enough in the season that, you know, everybody's got playoff aspirations, right? So we'll see if somebody there can start out the season on a high note. And I like, you mentioned this on the show too, Johnny. I mean, it's Valley versus Green Bay.
Yeah.
To see those two areas, those two conferences, the FBA, the FRCC matching up, because they don't always play a ton. You know, they obviously don't play their conference games against each other. They don't always play those non-conference matchups either. So really those first 2 weeks, Oshkosh West at Preble and then Kimberly against Bayport, to get those non-conference Fox Valley versus the Green Bay area games, I think is always interesting.
Another thing you asked though during the show was what game are you most looking forward to? And I went just the opposite of pretty much everybody else. I like Luxembourg Casco against Wrightstown because I love that. I love that feeling of driving into small towns on Friday nights.
Yep. Lights
are on. Step on that one, man. Cause I'm always going to rep my Spartans, you know? So, but I really think those are two of the better small schools in the area. Obviously both went to state last year, and Wrightstown's been a great program for years, and Luxembourg Casco has really had a good 5-6 year stretch here.
Awesome. Love it.
I just think it's great that NBC 26, you know, Johnny and Bellin, that you guys work to bring that to us, because I mean, it's great to go to the games, and we've all been to many high school games, but boy, it's kind of nice.
I gotta tell you something, and Brandon, you'd be able to second this. Ted Stefaniak has worked so hard to keep this going over the years. It's incredible. Isn't it, though, Brandon? He talk about putting a heart and soul into something.
Yeah. Well,
love Ted. Love him. He's a great mentor to me. You know, he had my job years ago and always somebody that I can go to when I need a little bit of advice or just a good story and a laugh. Great man, great human being. And, yeah, he works so hard at this. It's a passion project for him.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. He works in the sales team at NBC 26 now. He doesn't still have to do Showdown. He could have passed that on to somebody else at this point, but he does it because he loves it, and he's really good at it.
I think the other thing that's great is, you know, we talk about big games. Last year, everyone talked about it. West De Pere versus Bayport. That was going to be the huge game. Yeah, then we all saw the weather forecast.
Yeah.
And it was a monsoon out there.
Miserable.
And I will say, I credit NBC, the cameramen, women, the staff that was out there that night. You guys were soaked an hour before the game.
Yeah.
But that went on. But Jim, you said it, or Brandon, some of you guys said it, was It was so awesome, though, that big time game, you didn't have to take your family out there. You could sit at home nice and warm and watch a great game.
That was the coldest rain. Oh. Brandon, were you out there for that one?
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I was at, I'm usually at other games shooting highlights for a highlight show. So I was actually, funny enough, I remember that night, I was at Luxembourg Casco against Wrightstown.
Okay.
The matchup that we're going to see in week four. And that was a big one that night to decide their conference. And, oh, man, it's always kind of, and you mentioned, Mark, the camera people, like, I can speak from experience. When you're out there in weather like that, you are less focused on the game and more focused on keeping your camera dry and safe, because rain can obviously ruin a camera. So I remember that being my main focus that particular night. But it's funny you mentioned that game, because when I was editing together our show that aired last night, I was rewatching some of that game and pulling some clips from it to use. And I thought to myself, man, the camera people were really on their game that night, even in the rain. Like, the shots they got in that game were really, really top notch.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we finished the game, and it's like, oh, we're exhausted. Let's go have a beer and something to eat, you know, good. And these camera people are going to be out there for another 2 hours rolling up cables and stuff like that, helping those elements. They deserve so much credit. It's incredible.
It's nice you have such respect for them, but that's because he walked in their shoes
I've been
one time,
there, absolutely.
You know? And that helps.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah. Great job, Brandon. Looking forward to it. And, and like we were talking about for Mark, with all the different things he's got going on this time of year, you hate to say it, but summer is over for people that are involved in sports right now, isn't it?
I always say my summer ends when Packers training camp.
Yep. That's exactly what I always said.
That's pretty much, there's no more vacations after that.
Nope.
It's that's work done.
A good leaves more room for the rest of us.
Great job, Brandon Kinnard, NBC 26. Thank you so very much, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Brandon.
We'll be back with Dennis after this. They look at life with such disregard. Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. We got our fun Mino and the Mayor music series brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor coming up.
This is going to be interesting.
Aaliyah, Miss Green Bay.
Miss Green Bay
will be joining us, and she's going to perform live.
Got the piano?
Yes. By the way, you ever go to the Heights?
I have yet to go there.
You've got to go. It's good food. Don't get the, what was the garlic surprise?
Have you been there? And then don't get.
We've been there a lot of times. We go there a lot.
It's really, really good.
It's delicious.
If you're going to another event, which you go to a lot of events, if you're going to another event, don't get, this is what Johnny, we had to preface that, the, but was it the boneless the chicken wings? Saying, but I think it was boneless garlic at Parmesan chicken wings. It is so good. And it is really good.
How many did you have?
Too many. I had a lot. I did.
Hit a platter full.
I did. And but then the garlic, and I came home, and I was like, oh my God, where were you? You know, and I, so that I.
What was it? Okay, brushed
my teeth. I brushed my teeth a million times, mouthwash, because I knew I was at an event that night. We had to go to that Scholarships Inc. Oh, Johnny and
at the Meyer.
We gave out
a full house at the Meyer.
Full house. We had to sit next to each other. And it wasn't.
Thank God he moved his seat over.
I moved over
because it was literally coming through his pores. It was warm in there. He was sweating, and it was emanating from his pores.
But everything else there is great. That's why it was great. I don't want to say the Heights has great customer service. I mean, it's owned by a guy and his wife works there, and he's just a super nice group of employees that work there. Great food. The ambiance there. You know, it's the old Oxfords, so it's just all that wood and just a beautiful
brick,
just. A great food, but just pace yourself.
were the linens laid out for you guys?
No, they didn't have linens.
Great place. So great food, great service, good place to go.
Yeah.
Got to ask one more thing, Mark. We're talking about high school sports coming up these days. And something that you advocate more than anybody I know. Don't specialize in a sport if you don't have to. And maybe there's one kid who, he's a swimmer, and that's all I've ever done, so I'm not going to start. But you are a big advocate when you talk about overall fitness and keeping your muscles in shape and stuff.
Especially
like
that young.
Let's jump to that. Swimmers. And this isn't just picking. You can be a great swimmer. How about, though, in the fall, run cross country?
Yeah.
You know, or swimmers do some strength training. Like, don't just swim. There are swimmers. I learned this in college. Swimmers have some of the biggest shoulders.
Well, upper body strength's unbelievable. When you realize,
so, but it doesn't, again, doesn't matter. When
I know,
when
I know we talk some about, ladies, I know some ladies who literally don't care about the Olympics until the men's swimming competition comes on. And they got to think about the guys' bodies. I think it's overrated. I'll be honest with you. I think somebody like myself is more attractive because that's too much. It's some there can be too much muscle.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah, John, you live in your world all you want.
You gotta round
yeah,
things out sometimes. Yeah.
And boy, are you doing that?
Too many sharp edges.
Yeah. No worry with not a minor gut.
The vision that's going on in people's heads right
it's,
now.
It's, yeah. It's so funny because one minute they're like. This morning, they both came in and they're like, "Oh, I just hate myself. Look at how we look in these pictures. Look how we look." And now they're like, "There could be too much muscle." Three hours later, and they've changed their
Mark,
mind.
Mark, the reason we came in a bad mood. We're doing some photo shooting for advertisers. People are like, "Okay, send us a flyer.
Yeah.
You can be on a Mino show, and you can be on my show." And we had to use photos and. We took some and we're like, God.
But who else do we stand next
that's
to?
That's true. We stood next to
Nina from NBC 26. But
that's like when you guys stand next to me, right?
That's same what we should do. You're a guest. We can't say that. Sorry.
Yeah.
But it.
I mean, look at standing next to Nina.
Right? Look at that
Nina
picture.
Nina weighs 111 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. We doubled
and then
her
Jim
weight.
Jim shows up yesterday, the day after, wearing a black shirt because it's
a black baggy shirt.
I did. I was so
it
depressed.
It did look good on you, though, sir.
I know I should have worn that. So anyway, we have picture day today because we had to do something better. Now, I'm going to John's photographer. You see that picture of Johnny on the wall? Oh, my God. That guy used more. I don't know what he used, but that brush, whatever that's called.
You don't know that anything was brushed up on that.
That it almost looks plastic.
It might just be lighting. I was having a good day. I've been working out.
So Todd took some.
I was having a good day. Yeah. You don't have a way to take it off the wall, really,
Todd.
Mark,
look at that. Mark, is that the most touched up picture you've ever seen? It looks like those Barry Manilow where they shoot that stuff in her eyes and her eyebrows and all that. Well, anyway, but with that said, I'm going to that guy. Because
he's gonna make it look good.
We got our photo shoot this morning.
Okay,
like,
I'll be honest
God.
With you on that whole thing. Okay, I'll be honest with you. It was for the Press Gazette for a big thing. So it's run make sure. So it was a lady over in Lakeview. As a matter of fact, one of those cool old buildings. You know, by the
way. Oh, that's yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Well, what?" I said, "Hey, could you? Where I'm receding here. Can we put in a little more?" Sure. And it's like, "Oh my God, look at that! My hair just grew back." Then it's like, "Well, these eyes. I got that. I call it the Italian curse with the black bags." We can work on this. Oh, they went away. And then,
could you take 15 pounds off
the cheek?
Chin.
We could. Oh my God.
That's unbelievable. So I'm going to her. I don't know. We have to see.
Why don't you just use one of your pictures from back when you were mayor? I mean, you were in great shape.
I was. And thank you for saying that, but I was. I look at pictures.
Right, Todd?
Yeah.
Those pictures pop up on your phone. You know, we had pictures every day, and I don't know how, I don't really understand all that stuff, but. I look at those and I'm like, oh my God. I have an older brother, not much older than me, 13 months older, who boxes. He's in good shape. So I don't feel like I can't get there again. Yeah. It's just that I think he's got a little bit more discipline.
I just say, you said that word earlier, and that's really what it comes down. It's discipline.
It is.
I don't care if it's, you know, you had the person who, you know, one leg and lost weight and got out. She's active. She's disciplined. She watches
Coach
what
Kathy,
comes in.
Coach Kathy will be in on
Coach
Tuesday.
Kathy. Yeah.
Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock.
Tuesday morning. She's coming in. Got, anybody wants to learn how to lose weight, you got to listen. She lost 195 pounds.
Be here, John.
Outstanding. I'm looking forward to this. She's going to be our coach, both
of
us.
How about you guys do a live show with her doing a workout?
I don't think she works out that much.
She walks.
I think it's mainly her eating.
She eats right.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what she eats, but... You know, she's from Wisconsin, and she does seem to eat meat. Because I like meat. Of course, I like pasta. That's one of my biggest problems. But anyway, I don't think she eats pasta. I will talk to her. I don't know.
You got to give up the pasta, or you're not going to lose weight. I guarantee you that. Wouldn't you say, Mark?
You should see all the pasta I got at my house.
I think limit pasta. It's the same thing. I would look at you, Jim, John, and say,
lasagna.
I would say, it's one thing to eat, like you talked about. I go to a football game, and I have a hot dog. It's not a problem to have the hot dog. Problem is... What do we do at 9:30, 10 now when the game's done and you're like, I'm starving.
I love that.
I want the hot dog. I want the four beers. No. I want
there's nothing
the
I enjoy more than going home and having a pizza and a couple of cold beers and watch all the other highlights. That's part of the tradition.
And then you go
really
to bed.
Oh, you know, she did say one thing that she really gave up that she really loved. Some kind of chips.
No, she didn't love Lay's baked potatoes. She doesn't like those. It's like my favorite chip.
Oh, she said those were the worst. Yeah, she said those were the worst. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if we should have her on.
Maybe not. We'll come back and just talk about linens all day and growing mushrooms. It's always great having you, Mark Houston.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
have a great weekend.
Thank you for everything you do. Yeah. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting Showdown. We'll see you on the field.
And enjoy the EAA.
Yeah. It should be a great day. Yeah. We're loving it. Yep. Taking my wife and son.
We got to do a quick break. Dennis from the Glam Band and Miss Green Bay are joining us next.